Acts 2.
Right.
Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. Let's read Acts 2 together. Hallelujah. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. Hallelujah. I was at the wedding of one of our pastors and I was asked to minister. And I said Matthew 28. For today's number. Hallelujah. It's Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. From verse 16. I mean, verse 14. Now, it says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all that dwell at Jerusalem. He said, let it be known to you, and hearken to my word. He said, but these are not spoken, as they suppose, seeing it is but the thought of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet John. He says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my maid servants, and on my handmaid, I'll pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I'll show wonders in the heavens above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Said the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. You know, Peter, when we read for prophets, he began to say this to them. And he began to exalt them. Hallelujah. So, they were all Hallelujah. So Peter, when this happened, some people gathered, the people that were the Jews in Jerusalem, they gathered and they said they were drunk. And Peter, standing up out of the 11, began to exhort them and said, no, we are not drunk. He said, but this is that. You see that? So Peter is about to explain their experience. And he said, this is that, verse 16. But he said, this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. So Peter goes to scriptures to explain their experience. Hallelujah. They had an experience. And Peter goes again to explain it from scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From scripture. In their world, in the days of Peter, they had scripture. They had the Bible. Hope you know that. They had the Bible. They had Genesis to Malachi. That was scripture in their world. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'll be a bit fast tonight, and I'll cut it short. Then we'll take it off from there tomorrow. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Look at verse 15. It says, and of the church that have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make the world unto salvation. He said, you have known the Holy Scriptures. Read that? And in effect, he called the word scriptures your grammar. And he was referring to the writings of Genesis down to Malachi. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 16, now say, all scriptures, graphe, is given by the inspiration of God. And the reference there is where Genesis down to Malachi. So, in their world, they have as Bible, Genesis to Malachi. So, Peter says, this is that which is spoken by the prophet. Okay, everybody. When he says spoken by the prophet, he was also talking about, when you use the word, that caption there, prophet, he was referring to the scripture. We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. Not just Peter. Jesus taught from the scriptures also. Jesus taught from the scriptures also. In Luke 24, from verses 25. He makes the two guys on their way to Emmaus. And what did he say to them?
In verse 55, he called them all fools and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophet had spoken. When he said all the prophet had spoken, he was referring to the scriptures. Do you see that? He said, all of the prophets to suffer and to rise on the dead and fall dead. That is verse 26 of Luke 24. 27, he now says, beginning at Moses. Look at your scriptures there. Luke 24, 27. He said, beginning at Moses. Now, when he says, beginning at Moses, and all the prophets, it means Genesis will be Moses, right? When he says, beginning at Moses, it will be Moses, and all the prophets will be Malachi. So Jesus will teach from the scriptures also. Look at verse 44. Verse 44. We're going to look at all this again tomorrow. Verse 44. And he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Verse 44. Which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Did you see that? So Jesus went from those books. He went from those books. Jesus wasn't reinventing words. No. He was using the words of scripture. Okay, he was using the words of scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, if you read John 5, rush quickly with me to John 5. John 5. I will take out some verses. Verses 46. He says, for had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Did you see that? If you have not believed this writing, how will you believe my word? So Jesus is saying, Moses' writing will point to him. Amen. The conclusion of what Moses wrote about will be pointing to him. Hallelujah. So that means faith in Christ will be pointing to Moses' writing. I hope you're seeing it. Hope you're seeing it from your Bible. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So, it wouldn't be hard when you see his disciples say, this is that which is spoken by the prophet. They are also referring to the scriptures. Hope you are following me, because the word prophet there is an abbreviation for what they call Bible. Let's go through some of those narratives. Just in 24 to 27, where we went, it says, beginning of Moses, and all the prophets referring to the scriptures, right? Hallelujah! Quickly run to Luke 16. Luke 16, see where the word prophet is used for scripture. Luke 16, verse 16. 16. It says, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man passed into it. He was referring to scriptures. Hallelujah! What is the scriptures? Hallelujah! In Matthew 5 verse 17. Don't take them down. We'll look at them tomorrow. See. Matthew 5 verse 17 is referring to scriptures. Look at John 1 verse 45. John 1 verse 45. I cannot be a bit fast. John 1 verse 45. If you're there, I'm going to read quickly. Referring to Nathanael. Look at what he said. Because I now look at verse 45. It says, and Philip pointed Nathanael and said to him, who found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophet did write, Jesus of Nazareth, son of David. Is that scripture they are referring to? Emphatically, yes. They didn't see Moses, but they knew Moses was writing about him. Hope you are following me. So they were referring to the scriptures. Hope you are with me. In John 6:45, the same thing. John 6:45. Look at Acts 3. Verse 18, Acts 3 verse 18, in Peter's sermon in verse 18, look at what Peter said. He said, for those things which God before had shown by the mouth of the prophet. When you use the word by the mouth of the prophet there, that Christ would suffer, he had also fulfilled, was referring to the scriptures. Okay, hallelujah. By the mouth of the prophet was referring to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In John 7:42, we find it there, Acts 7:42 and Acts 13:40. Hallelujah. Scriptures of prophets are referred to as scriptures. Or is referencing scriptures. So in their world, what do they call the scriptures? Genesis to Malachi. What do they call it? Prophets. Okay, follow you. Okay, follow you. Moses and the prophets. Okay, follow you. So the scripture is referred to Moses as the prophet. So when John said, this is that which is spoken by the prophet, he was referring to scripture. Hallelujah. So Peter really from the prophets to explain their encounter or their experience in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 shows us that scripture speaks of experience, speaks of encounters of the supernatural. Hallelujah. In the scriptures, you will find those encounters. Hallelujah. Supernatural encounters. We're not going to look at that today. Oh, surely we're going to look at that supplement. Hallelujah. For scripture speaks of supernatural encounters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is it the first time that scripture will find men have encounters with the supernatural? Emphatically no. Hallelujah. Emphatically no. Because there's something unique about it. Amen. Okay, follow me. Okay. Let's see Jesus in Matthew 18:20. Look at Jesus in Matthew 18:20. Jesus had something to say concerning it. In Matthew 18 verse 20, look at what Jesus said. He said, for when two or three are gathered in my name, say, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Therefore, it makes you see that the believer's gathering is an encounter. Hallelujah. The believer's gathering is an encounter. When we are gathered together, what did he say? He said, God is in our midst. So that means the believer's gathering is an encounter with God. Okay, following. But in talking about this encounter in Acts of Apostles, look at how Luke put that encounter. And how would Luke put it? Look at Acts 2 very well from verse 1. Luke will employ some. Luke will employ a style in writing. He was not there when that encounter took place. Luke wasn't in Acts 2. Amen? But he will employ a style of writing that would make you see what happened there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He employed that style of writing. Now, I know you have tried to explain that experience in Acts 2 in a previous convention there. But there's something you need to know. No matter how we explain, it doesn't play down that they had encounters. Amen. You don't play down the fact that they had encounters. Okay, let me see. Hallelujah. Not just encounter, they had encounters with the Spirit of God. Okay, follow me. They had encounters with the Spirit of God. Look at how people use it. Look at that. Look, see. I mean, Act 2 quickly. Look at verse 2. He said, and suddenly, he employed that word suddenly. Now, I know many of us, when we get to Act 2, look up. When we get to Act 2, our mind goes to knowing. Amen? When they are suddenly, they came in sound. Then some people begin to picture. The only movie I could remember is Yes, but they call it Witch. The party would boom. Then we love. Yeah. People have a lot of pictures. Amen. I happened to be, that was 2002. I was talking to a Roman Catholic guy. And I was trying to teach him this. I was trying to teach him from Acts 2. Roman Catholic. 2002. And it was my friend. So I was telling him about Acts chapter 2. And we were talking about speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Now, we were talking about speaking in tongues. So his own explanation of Acts 2 was very funny. He said, in Acts 2, when you were seated down, that it was, and I need to say that okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, on that day, Mary was sitting at the wheel, and Mary was now distributing fire on top of their head. That was very fun. Hallelujah. And I told him, no, that's wrong. Amen. I told him, you're just using CRT test. Very wrong. We looked at it together, and that day we spoke with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that is not what just happened. What happened? They had an encounter. But look, we use that style of writing where he would say, and suddenly. Do you understand me? Now the word suddenly, let's look at it. When you use the word suddenly, he's not trying to say that it just happened to them unaware. You know, some people just say, they were just sitting there and something just happened, unaware. No. Luke employed that as a style of writing. He was not there. So he needed it to see. Hallelujah. It was not that they were not aware. No. Okay, well, now, because before now, Jesus has told them what will happen. In Luke 24:49, let's see that. As we wrap up. Luke 24:49. Is it? And behold, look at what Jesus said. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Did you see that? Okay, I mean that. Now, when you use the word tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, when you use the word promise of my Father upon, mark that in your scripture. Promise, I send the promise of my Father upon. Did you see that? Now, what does he explain it to be? He's now explaining it. He now tells them to tarry in the city of Jerusalem till they be endued. So, he calls the promise of the Father upon to be endued with power from on high. That's the promise of the Father upon. You know, he's explaining to them before now, before Acts, the experience. And he says, they will receive the promise of the Father upon them. And he calls it to be endued with power from on high. Now he uses the word endue. That is the word in the Greek enduo. Enduo. It's a word that is used for one's action. Or how you put on a coat. How you wear a coat. How you wear something. That's what endue. You find that word in Matthew 6 verse 25. Matthew 22 verse 11. Let's quickly look at Matthew 27 verse 31. Matthew 27:31. Okay, sorry. Let's look at Matthew 6:25. Matthew 6:25. Are you there? He says, therefore I said to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink. This is that for your body, what you shall put on. That is what put on. This put on. So the word endure means you should to put on something. Now, does it have to do with your effort emphatically? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Mark 1, look at Mark 1. He repeats it again. Mark 1. Verse 6. It says, and John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of his skin and about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey. Did you see that? That word was clothed with. Did you see that? Clothed with to put on. Okay, I'm following you. To put on. You'll find that word also in Romans 13 verse 12. Romans 13 verse 12. Are you Romans 13? Look at verse 12. It says, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Then let us therefore cast off your own works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. You see that? Let us put on. Does it show your effort? Does it show your effort? Very vital. Let's take that to this other reference. Galatians 3:27. Ephesians 4:24. Ephesians 6:11-14. Ephesians 6:11-14. Colossians 3:10-12. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. So, when Jesus said, you should be endued with power from on high. Does this show your effort? Come on, let's echo that. Does this show your effort? Now, when it says from on high, it's something that you have to see. When it says from on high, you know, his disciples do not do and look to heaven. Because his disciples understood what on high is. On high was not referring to sky. No. On high is referring to spirit. Hallelujah. Let's see that. The use of the word on high. He was in the sky. Let's see how the epistles will use the word on high for today. It's a word that is used for spiritual, for the unseen world. On high is used for spiritual, for the unseen world. In Ephesians 1:20, let's just look at it. Ephesians 1:20. Come on, put your attention. Ephesians 1:20. Are you there? It says, "Is that what you have in Christ, when you raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand, where? In the heavens." Where did he say? Right? Anywhere? Heaven. So where is Christ? On high, right? Come on, is Christ on high? On high? Is Christ on high? Okay. Ephesians 2. Just continue the sequence. That is 5. I want to confess 4. It says, "For God is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loves us. Even when we were dead in sin, he has taken us together with Christ, by grace he has saved, and has raised us together, and raised us up together, and let us sit where? In heavenly places where? See where? Hallelujah! So, on high is the heavenly where Christ is seated. And we too we are seated where? In Christ where? In the heavenly. On high. Hallelujah! Glory to God. So that means, if we are seated in Christ, in the same heaven, that means the on high there is referring to the indwelling. Okay, follow me. The indwelling is referring to spirit. Okay, follow me. Formally. So, glory to God. So what would be the on high? The indwelling. Would that be the indwelling of the Holy Ghost? Come on, we have the influence of the Holy Ghost. That means the on high will be the same with John 14:16. Of what the Father has given us, that I hear by which you pray. Hallelujah. So the on high will be the influence. Hallelujah. So look at what Jesus said concerning the on high. He said, "Do you be endued with power?" So what will you find in the on high? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what it means is that you will, if the on high is the indwelling, so that means the on high is in the spirit, right? The Lord and the spirit is in the building. Glory to God. Okay, follow you. So therefore, everybody look up. When that says to you be endued with power from on high, it is saying to you be endued with power from within. So what will be the power in the on high, which is in us? So where is the power? From within. So where is the power from within? We're going to see that shortly. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 again. Look at verse 19. It says, "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power?" You should start from verse 15 here. But let's not stop that. Verse 19. "And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he was in Christ, when he went from the dead and said that his own right hand in the heavens." Right? Right? Look at chapter 3. So, what is the power? The power is towards us. Did you see that in verse 19? Right? The power is where? Towards us. Look at chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, 20. "Now it says, thanks to him, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Did you see that? So where is the power working? Where is the power working? So where is the power? In us. Did you see that? So the on high is where? In us. Where is the power? In us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what he says to you be endued with power from on high, it means you should close yourself with what you have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After that, Colossians chapter 1, verse 8. He says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You see that? He used the same word upon. Again, promise of the Father of God, will that be from within? Will that be from within? Hallelujah! So, the upon there, will that be the endue? So, where is it? Amen? We'll spend more time tomorrow, yeah, because of time. We're supposed to look at that more, but we're going to spend more time tomorrow. Hallelujah! So when he says, you receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, the word receive here is the word in the Greek lambano. Lambano. Lambano means to take of what you have. Lambano means you're not taking it, so you are taking what you have. So you receive power, we see the power. Where is the power? In us, right? So he says, you will receive power from within. You are taking what you have and you put it upon. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, follow me. So the power is within. The power is within. Now, in answer, what Jesus is saying is that you receive, I mean, the European dual power from on high, right? And it's also the promise of the Father upon. So the promise of the Father upon is not the indwelling. No. The promise of the Father upon is taking from what you have from within. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are taking of what you have from within. It's taking of that which is in the spirit. You are taking for what is available to you in the spirit. Hallelujah. So when Peter now says in Acts 2:16, get back to Acts 2:16. Now this text. Acts 2:16. I will begin to round. Acts 2:16. It says here, verse 16. He says, for this is that which is spoken of by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last day. Say the Lord, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something we're going to look at tomorrow is when it says last day. Some people think last day is rapture. One day you just walk away in the last day. So the last day is in time. Rapture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know what you refer to as rapture. I want to hear some people just be happy. Glory to God. So we're going to focus on the word last days tomorrow. Hallelujah. We're going to look at the word last days extensively tomorrow. Until tomorrow. What is last days? Do you refer to rapture? Or is there a time where people just be happy? Amen. And so what I showed someone some weeks back was because we're in the last days, rapture will take place. And I asked the person, if the last days, this is Genesis 1. Yeah, how? It's not in the Bible. I would say, yes. So why is that happening? Yes. Because we are missing something in our Bible. I'm going to look at that tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at all that tomorrow. Glory to God. Amen. But let's look at this. We're not trading on yesterday. Right? Right? We're looking at something else tonight. Look at that verse. It says, it calls the promise of the Father of Paul. Of Paul. Hallelujah. He said, I will pour out of my spirit. Is that what Peter said? On all flesh. So the word of Paul, it's something we have to investigate. Hallelujah. It's something we have to investigate. Hallelujah. Let's quickly run through that. The word upon. Let's look at the word upon. The word upon was used for by Moses in Numbers 11 verse 17. Numbers 11. Let's push there fast. That you have a understanding of it. Romans 11, verses 17. Quick. He said, and I will come down and think of it. Now, Moses was to gather 70 elders, that the Spirit will come upon him. Now, let's see that. I will come down and come to thee there, and I will take up the Spirit which is upon thee, and put it upon them, and they will bear the bodies of the people with thee, and thou shalt not bear it thyself alone. Look at, did you see that? Upon, did you see the spirit upon? I will take up the spirit upon you and put it on them. You get me and put it upon them. Amen. Now let's see when that happened in verse 25. Verse 25, and the Lord came down in his cloud and spoke to him and took up the spirit that was upon him and gave it to the seven elders, and it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon, what happened? They prophesied. So when the spirit upon is prophesied. You see that? The spirit rested upon them and they prophesied. Amen? Okay, follow me. Amen? Hallelujah. So that means something was heard. Right? Something heard something. Something was heard. In 1 Samuel 10. Yes, a guy who has never prophesied before. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, about tomorrow's section, we're going to have time for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, what we see happening? Every evening section is Holy Ghost. During believers' conversion, every section is Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what I talk about? There's a fire. He says, this is Samuel telling Saul. He says, after thou hast come down, come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and shall come to pass, when thou hast come into the city, and shall meet a company of prophets. 1 Samuel 10, verse 5. He said, he's telling Samuel, you will meet a company of prophets coming down from their high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy this time, and the Spirit of God will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned to another man. This is Samuel telling me that when you are coming down, he says, the Spirit of God too will rest upon you. When you see the prophet, the Spirit of God will rest upon you. And you shall do what? You shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Look at this. It now happened. And it came, and when they came deep down to the hill, behold, the prophet of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and the prophet died among them. So the Spirit of God came upon him, and what happened? And he did what? Prophesy. Also in 2 Chronicles 24. We're getting there. Verse 10. Oh, sorry, verse 20. It is. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest who stood before the people, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord. Isn't that? The Spirit of God came upon him and he began to prophesy. He began to speak by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what is that Spirit of God? Again, you take. Is that the taking of what you have within? Right? Right? Power from within. What is available in the Spirit? And it is called prophecy. Right? You are speaking by the Holy Ghost. You are speaking inspired. Glory to God. Hope you are following me. Hallelujah. So the upon. The upon is by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So the upon, sorry, is prophecy. So the upon is what? Prophecy is taking from what you have available in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Luke 4:18, Jesus. Did the Spirit come upon Jesus? Look for it. Let's get it. So, when the Spirit came upon, from Acts 2, what does it mean? What does it mean? Is it that he dropped from up? Back down. It's taking from within. Right? Come on. Is it from within? Hallelujah. Many more miracles are wrought in your life. Many more, many more, many more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Woo! Glory to God! Look at Jesus, Luke 4, verse 18. 18, and he said, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Is that utterance? Is that speaking his fire? Hallelujah. To preach the gospel to the poor. He said that sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So Jesus had the Spirit come upon him. And that is, we were saying that, right? And what did he do? Preaching. Right? Utterance. Something was here. Glory to God. In Acts 8. Acts 8 verse 14. Acts 8 verse 14. Look at Acts 8 14. He said, and when the apostles, now they went to Samaria to preach. A lot of people got saved. Now they now send Peter and John. Hallelujah. Peter and John went down to Samaria. Glory to God. Now when they got to Samaria, verse 14, and after they received the word, they sent Peter and John, verse 15. And they came, and when they came down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. See that? For you are not yet falling apart. For, did you see that? Any of them? Because they were only baptized in the name of the Lord, that is, they were only saved. Hallelujah. When he said it has always fallen upon them, was talking about what? Prophecy. Right? Is it prophecy? Is it taking of what you have available in the Spirit? Hallelujah. And when they laid hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost, and Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was received and offered them for. So that means, when they laid hands on those guys, Simon saw something. Hallelujah. He saw something. Did they speak? They spoke. Hallelujah. Did they prophesy? They did. Beyond that, they saw things. Hallelujah. That means there was a demonstration. So the Spirit of God was going to do the demonstration. We're going to look at all that tomorrow. Hallelujah. What are following me? Look at Acts 10. Acts 10 speaks. It's something that you need to see. Acts 10, verse 44. It says, why Peter yet spoke this word, so the Holy Ghost fell upon them all, which heard the word. And there of the circumcision, which believed, were astonished that as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Did you see that? So, look at it. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered. Did you see that? They heard them speak and magnify. That is prophecy. They spoke in tongues. Hallelujah. And they did what? And it's happening. That's the magnified God. We look at God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Acts 4, I skipped it because of where I from. Acts 4, verse 31. Now that word upon. Upon means to be free. To be free, to be free. Who does Acts 4, 31? Similar thing. It says verse 31. It says when they had prayed, the place was swallowed together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. How is that? They were filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. So the Spirit of God, hallelujah, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They had the Spirit of God. So there was a demonstration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 5:18. Ephesians 5:18. We are almost there. I'm cutting my shoes short. This is there. Ephesians 5:18. He said, I think not drunk with wine. Where is that? For being filled with the Holy Ghost. What did he not say next? What will you do when you are filled with the Holy Ghost? Verse 19, speaking to yourself. Isn't that? In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Speaking and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Isn't that? Something is here. Hallelujah. Yes. When I place Acts 1:18, I look to 4:49. And then place Acts 2:2, suddenly Acts 2. All of them together. Now let's place it together. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Right? Luke 24, 49. You will be endued with power from on high. Right? And Acts 2, suddenly. Right? Let's put it all together. you will discover that the word sudden actually means they took up what they had with him. They took up what they had with him. Hallelujah. So look what I'm putting this way. And suddenly they came in sound as of a rushing mighty wind. When you use the word sound, it means voices were heard. Rushing mighty wind shows you there was demonstration. Things were seen, things were heard, things were demonstrated. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Peter, when he says, son, there's something you need to see. Just like what happened in Acts 10. There's always that place of a first responder. We're going to watch that by tomorrow. I'm going to teach that. The first responder is that first person. You know, the Bible says they were in one accord in one place. That means they did everything together. One accord in the Holy Ghost speaking like this. I'm going to have the Holy Ghost speak through the remaining four sections. They say they were in one accord. One accord means they were doing the same thing in one place. They were not having divided things, divided attention. They were all in one accord. Everybody doing the same thing. Amen? So when getting what sudden, it means someone responded first. Amen. Someone responded. And everybody pulled. Amen. Someone took a hold for. And everyone pulled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everyone pulled. So, we can have similar experiences. We can have similar experiences tomorrow. And Sunday. And everything. Sometimes I want to teach us on Sunday is how to always into this flow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very vital. Hallelujah. How to just have this consistent all through the year 2023. Don't have that flow. You can always have a life of encounter. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, when you say suddenly, it means someone responded. Somebody acted, followed suit. Hallelujah. Somebody followed suit. Somebody followed suit. They're never going to do the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have such experience. We have such time. Let's remember.